everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 12th. The topic of the day from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is choosing change. And the quote is from Henry David Thoreau. Things do not change. We change. I love that. Things don't change. We change. Oh my gosh. And we do change. The world changes. The weather changes. And yes, we change. All right, here's what Linda has to say. In many ways, the world is always only what it is, good and bad. It doesn't change. What changes is the way we look at the world, the way we choose to interact with it. Recognizing this gives us amazing power. If we can change ourselves, and we can change our relationship with the world. You know why I like this one? All right, she'd kind of get a, if I did have one of those like soundboard things, it wouldn't be an amazing applause, but there would be some applause in the background. And why is because how many times, oh my gosh, I'm dating myself. Again, we're going to go back. Shout out to Eastern Michigan University to going back to philosophy class. I can remember specifically this epistemology class, right? Yes. Can you believe it? Like I got nothing else going on in my head this morning. But yes, this is where we're going. Where it was an entire semester about how do you know what you know? Like, where did you learn this stuff from? How do you believe in what you believe and what you believe is true? How do you even know it's true? And of the beliefs that you hold today, are those the beliefs that you want to hold? Do they represent who you are at your core? And if not, then why do you still hold on to that shit? I mean, that's not what Carlson Jones said, but that's actually, in an essence, what he was talking about. I wonder where he's at. Michael Carlson Jones, where the hell are you? I'd love to have you on the podcast. How cool would that be? You know who else I'd love to have on the podcast from Eastern? And I believe that Dr. Gary Evans is retired. But Dr. Gary Evans and Dr. Kathy Stacey, that would be so amazing. I think I'm going to tag Eastern in this. You never know. Anything's possible. But yes, how do we know? How do we know? How do you know? Does anybody even think about this stuff besides me? There's got to be somebody else. There has to be. I can't imagine in the billions of people in the world that there's just a singular individual with, you know, spiky red hair who's like choosing change. Yes. And the other thing about the awareness is recognizing that this gives us so much power, amazing power, to change the world around us, to change the world around us. You know what? I'm going to test something out. I'm going to do one little change and see how that affects people around me. Just see if they, you know, pausing, what are you doing? It has to be something, though, that's kind of zany and fun. Otherwise, it really, I don't think, would get recognized. You know, actually, I did do a change in the kitchen
with one of the kitchen towels. And I wanted like this little, like a little mini towel holder for the kitchen towel, because I felt that, you know, having it lay on top of the faucet part, you know, to dry, I didn't like that. I thought, just didn't like it. So I wanted to get a little towel holder for the little, you know, kitchen towel. And yes, did it take a while for people to go, oh, hey, you know, look at this. This is cute. Oh, I'm going to hang this here. Why are we hanging the towel there? And now, though, it's a habit. It's everybody uses it. So maybe I don't need to do that. Why was it important? Because I didn't want the towel on top of the faucet. I just thought it looked bad. I thought it looked nicer if to have like a little towel thingy dingy. But choosing change. What is it that we can actually do? And you know what? The other thing about this topic today is it doesn't have to be a big thing. We can do a little thing, a little tiny thing, something that might be, we consider it to be tiny. What would happen if, let's think of something else. What would happen if, I don't know, let's use the kitchen again. Because I find that the kitchen is the messiest place in the house. What if before every night going to bed, before actually, you know, everything shut down, everything, wipe down all the countertops? Now that might be not a big thing. That might actually be a big thing, not a little thing. But what can we actually do? We can do something small for ourselves. I know on Sunday too, here's some other ideas. Sunday, we've been doing self-care Sunday. You know, and I've been doing my nails like I used to years ago, and I love it. It's like, oh my gosh, yes. It's just one little thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. We can change our relationship with the world. We can change our relationship with the people around us, because we look and see what people are doing. We watch to see. I'm in this group right now too, where we share our menu plans. And I love it. Even though I have my menus for the next 6 weeks, I still go on there because it gives me inspiration and just to see what everybody else is doing and then to help other people be inspired and just share ideas. But if that group didn't exist, then, you know, a lot of people would be, you know, at least me would be doing, oh my God, I got to do this again. How come I can't figure this out? So simple changes, simple things, small things can change the way that we interact with the world, the way that we look at the world, and the way that our relationship is with the world. How cool is that? All right, here's the affirmation for the day. It's a simple thing to remember. I can change, and when I change, so do my circumstances. Okay, Linda, if I had one of those soundboards, baby, you'd be getting a major applause. I'm going to read this affirmation again. This is a good one. It's a simple thing to remember. I can change, and when I change, so do my circumstances. All right, what do you guys think about this? What do you think? What are your thoughts? Drop us a line, give us a like, make a comment, wherever you're finding the PTSD and Beyond podcast on your favorite platform. And as always, remember, subscribe, and we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.